This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's live feed, we take you to Ed's No Name Bar to check out Good Morning Bedlam from Minneapolis. The band's unique brand of folk includes soaring three-part harmonies, a thumping kick drum, and a contagious energy that will get you jumping out of your seat and dancing. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Good Morning Bedlam on tonight's live feed. So I'm here with Good Morning Bedlam, and you guys want to introduce yourselves and to let us know what you play?
My name's Isaac, I play guitar.
My name's Sophia, I play violin.
And my name's Tori, I play the upright bass.
Okay, great to see you guys all. How long have you guys been together?
We've been playing together, we're coming on 3 years now, yeah.
Cool. How did the band start? How did you guys get together in the first place?
Well, Sophie and I actually, we started the band a couple years back, and we actually grew up together. We've been playing music together since we were in high school and middle school. Yeah, so we've been playing together for quite some time. And then Tori knows us because, well, we're married. So that, you know. She married into the band.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's excellent. I want to get right into it. The writing process, like on songs, especially like I Won't, it seems like it takes some really cool twists and turns there. Was that a planned out thing, or does the writing happen more organically? How do you go about that?
Well, with I Won't, a lot of the songs Isaac has written, the more recent songs with I Won't, we, Isaac and I, wrote together, especially because that's more of a conversation piece. With that one, there's like a kind of rap-ish part near the end,
right.
And that one, one thing I remember is Isaac was like living in the kind of like empty house at the time, and we would just like sprawl out on the floor and practice the rap, and like be chanting these words over and over, so that was fun. But I feel like Isaac can probably speak on his writing process a little bit. with the more recent stuff?
Yeah, I feel like one thing that happens a lot is we really don't like to be bored. And so we like to take a lot of those twists and kind of do this kind of misdirection in our songs, you know. And I want a great example of that, of moving from a very jazzy piece into this almost, like Sophie was saying, almost a rap, and then moving into this like really high speed kind of jazz part at the end, and some of that is just going with the random ideas you have when you're laying in bed at night, or you just suddenly have this idea of, Sophie, I know we're a folk band, but what if we did a rap? And so we just always try to go with those ideas and work on them, and sometimes at the end of it, you're like, awesome, let's keep it. And sometimes you have to throw them out, and that's when we happen to keep.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you did. I like that tune.
Right around this corner here, to your left, my right. We got a record over there called Prodigal. We're going to play one off that called I Won't. So there's a way you can hear it even after we're gone.
Don't let me go. Got to will try and show that all these places in between those wild words and daring dreams are wrapped up in that tale of you and me. Oh, so please don't let me go.
I won't let you go. You
gotta let it show.
I will try and show you
all these places in between those wild words and daring dreams are wrapped up in that tale of you and me.
So you bring the ideas and then you work on it as a group, or?
Yeah, that's definitely, I think, often how it happens. I like to say I bring in the skeleton.
Okay.
And then we put the muscle in the everything else that goes on a skeleton to make something living out of a song.
Right. Okay. Okay, great. What kind of things do you draw on from inspiration then when you're lying in bed thinking of all these ideas?
A really varied taste in music. Obviously, like, we have similar tastes in music because we're in the car with each other a lot of the time.
Okay.
So you can only listen to so many CDs at once. But I feel like we've gotten a lot of inspiration from artists, like, personally, like the Avett Brothers or the band Wild Child, like other artists who are kind of taking folk music and making it personal to themselves and really drawing, having a uniqueness within that. I don't know. You guys can sort of get your influences.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that we're influenced by a lot. We're influenced definitely by a lot of high-energy performers. We love to perform. That's one of our favorite parts of it. And because we really believe that a performance should be something that you can't hear on an album, that it should be the... You want to see something different when you see a band that you really love, when you listen to their album, than when you go see their show. You want to see something different, something that is truly live. And I think we try to bring a lot of energy to the table. So we're very influenced by high energy bands, like Tori was saying, whether that's the Avett Brothers or bands like the Oh Hellos or bands like that in the folk rock kind of genre.
Okay, so you like to take it a little further live and take those songs and... Cool. And you released your first full-length on Last Triumph Records. That was in 2016. What was that experience like, having your first album come out?
That was an interesting experience. 'Cause that album we recorded... Or Isaac recorded that as his... Was it senior... project, graduating from studying sound.
Okay.
And it was very much like figuring out what we were doing or what he was doing, and like flying a little bit by the seat of our pants. I mean, we're really happy with like how it represents what we've done. We're actually releasing a new album coming up in July, which we recorded with a professional studio and people who have been doing this for quite some time. And so that we're really excited about that. The experiences were totally different, more organized, a lot more ease in it. Still the stress of putting like what you've created under the microphone, under the microscope, but we're super excited to put that out and have that show how our sound has changed since the first album.
Okay, so a little bit easier than the DIY kind of, you know, producing it yourself. That's wearing a lot of hats, producing and performing.
We had just been signed, like, right when we released the album.
So okay.
It was, like, I think, like, Last Triumph definitely helped us master and, like, polish it up. But, yeah, it's so nice that, like, we get to record in-house with them and, like, our manager, he's also the person who mixed the album, and we're really excited for him to know us and then also be able to like inform our sound with the things he knows about us.
Right, okay. It's nice to have that extra set of ears, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you guys decide to go with the label? You know, these days a lot of people go without and do it themselves online and everything. Mm-hmm. How did you go about that decision?
Well, Last Triumph is actually a very unique company. You know, after looking at a lot of things that different companies are doing, and they're kind of the dual record label and agency, which I think a lot of smaller to mid-sized record labels are doing this in 2018. is those mid-sized record labels are coming in and also doing agency, like the agency thing with managing and booking and things like that. And Last Triumph has just been a completely unique experience. It was kind of one of those situations where after meeting with them a couple of times, I was like, this kind of seems like too good to be true. Like, they're promising a lot, and like, are we going to get what we are hoping out of this? And after 2 years of being with them, it's been exactly what we were hoping for, and it's been just the most amazing experience. They're the most upfront, just down to earth people, and they always put our needs first. So it's been they've been a huge blessing to us.
Cool, that's awesome. That's great. It's good to hear a story like that. And you played South by Southwest 2 years in a row. What was that like?
That was warm. So that was nice. Different from where we're from. A really different experience. That's amazing. It's almost overwhelming. There's like music in every you walk a block and there's music absolutely everywhere. So that's a lot of fun. I don't know what to say about South by Southwest, Isaac.
It was really fun to just be around so many other artists and get to meet, because there's so many people in one spot. So we got to play for so many people. And it was really fun because we had some people, like, we played so many shows that we had some people come to multiple nights, and like, we really got to create, you know, friendships and network really well with them. And it was just a fun time also because we toured with another band, and so they're very different from our style of music, but it's always fun when you get to like perform with another band every night and really encourage each other to be better every night, more energetic, push yourselves. And so it was really fun to South by Southwest always feels like a little bit of a vacation and also like the hardest work you've ever done, just because you're like sweating and you're playing so many shows, but you get to do it with like great people in this lovely city, so, and really good food. So
cool. Yeah, I know a lot of bands talk about festivals as being like coming home to family when you meet all the bands that you've played with before. And cool. Oh, and I saw online that you did a pop song. You did a version of All About That Bass. How did that come about? How did you decide to do that?
I love that song. So I brought it to Soph one day, and I was like, I think we should do this song and do a bluegrassy, not a bluegrass cover, but a bluegrassy cover, a string band cover of this song. She's like, let's go for it. So we just started working on it that day, and it's actually become like one of our most popular live songs. Definitely people really like that one.
It's fun when you can play something that people recognize that also has your own spin on it. It's strange. It's far enough from our genre that it feels like our own when we play it.
Yeah.
Because
you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys say.
Got all the right junk in all the right places.
We see the magazines working that Photoshop.
We know that it ain't real, come on now make it stop.
If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Mama, she told me, don't worry about your size.
Ooh, wop, wop, ooh, wop, don't you say boys
like a little more booty to hold the night.
Ooh, wop, wop, ooh, wop, wop,
now what? Ain't me no stick figure silicone Barbie doll.
Ooh, wop, wop, ooh, wop, wop.
So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along.
Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
tell them skinny ladies that I know you think you're fat, but girl, I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Mama, she told me don't worry about your size. Wop, wop, ooh, wop, wop. Boy, like a little more booty to hold a knife. Wop, wop, ooh, wop, wop. Ain't me no stick with your silicone body doll. Wop, wop, ooh, wop, wop. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass.
You know I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. You know I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no drivel. I'm all about that bass.
Well, thank you very much.
So what are your plans for the future? Where do you see this band going in like the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, so we're actually going full-time as musicians in May. So we're going to be touring constantly. And really what we want to do with this band is to pay our rent, pay our bills, and we know that we can do that now. So we're going to just continue to do that and meet people and get to know people and play music as often and as many places that we can in the next couple of years.
Cool. That sounds exciting, going full time like that. Is it a little bit scary too, or?
It's terrifying. but it's also, once again, like having Last Triumph, with like they got our backs and really... think like we wouldn't be going full time if we hadn't already worked really hard, and knowing that like if you really want to be a performer as your job, then it has to be your job and you have to treat it as such. And so I think that we've all really, especially this spring, kind of like pushed ourselves to our limits of like, this is gonna be our job, like, and so it is 9 to 5. You have to think about it and work on it and really give it everything you've got. So
Cool. So have you been to Winona before? Have you played Ed's or?
We played Ed's in December. We played with a band called Driftwood Bones. They were having their farewell party in December, their breakup show. And I know, they were amazing too. Such a fun night. So we played Ed's in December and it was a great time, and we're really looking forward to tonight.
Cool. Excellent. It's good to see people coming back to town after being here before. So you're going full time, but you've been working hard. Do you have any fun or memorable stories from the road?
Oh, you look like you have one in mind.
No, I haven't. I'm thinking.
There's a lot. There was one place that we stayed. We always go to this story. It's kind of our fallback. We stayed in a haunted church once. We're pretty sure it was haunted. We got set up.
It wasn't necessarily fun.
It's interesting.
We accidentally broke into a mall once.
Oh yeah.
Like we were just looking for a bathroom and we like went into this mall and we had been in there for about 20 minutes and the security guard is like, "How did you get in here? Like you broke into this mall," and we were like, "We're really sorry. The door is open. We're looking for a bathroom." And so
but it was really funny because they weren't like, "Get out." They were like, "You probably shouldn't be in here."
And we were like, "We're so sorry. We'll leave right now." We were really lost.
We have some friends in Florida who work at Disney World, and so we were touring down there, and they were like, "Here's a free ticket to Disney World."
Oh, cool.
And so we had a day off, and that was really fun.
Nice. Lots of exciting stuff on the road, huh? Cool.
We're going to play an old blues tune.
Thank you. St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. He was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, and so
people find your album? You guys out there on Spotify, stuff like that, or
on the internet? They can find it.
you can find our music anywhere you can find any music. We're on all of the major streaming sites, Bandcamp and iTunes and Amazon. But the best way is to come to a live show, because that's how you get the best album.
Do you get physical copies? Do you sell them at your show?
Yeah, we do have CDs. And the same will be true of our upcoming album, although we'll have vinyl for that one as well.
Oh, nice, nice.
Excited.
Why did you decide to do the vinyl?
Because we can now.
Nice. People had been asking for it, you know, at shows. Okay. I think especially, like, when you play in the folk genre, I feel like there's a lot of people who are, like, also into vinyls and... So we'd had enough people ask, like, hey, do you guys have a vinyl? And for us to be like, no, but we should. That would be fun. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you got a website, right? What's the web address for that?
GoodMorningBedlam.com.
Okay, well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, just our band name, .com.
Okay, cool, cool. Well, I'm here with Good Morning Bedlam. Thanks for being with us tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Good Morning Bedlam for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found at goodmorningbedlam.com.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.